NASA scientists said this week the Mars polar lander will probably never be heard from again. There were clearly hurt egos at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and feelings of betrayal. But perhaps we shouldn't think only about feelings here on Earth. With me is B. Marty Berry, a professional therapist and a self-described bottomless well of wellness. Hello.
This is a very difficult time, isn't it?
It is, because people had such high hopes for the Mars polar lander.
And those expectations have been dashed, haven't they?
Yes.
But let's look at it from another angle. Let's say you're a child again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And your mother and father send you out to play. Go put some dirt in a bucket, they say, and they tell you just where to go. But when you get there, you notice a few things. Number one, it's a very bleak place they've sent you to, with a thin atmosphere which is very troubling to you.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you have no hope of ever returning. How would that make you feel?
Well, depressed.
And you'd probably be quiet and sullen for a little while. Wouldn't say much.
So are you saying the Mars probe is depressed?
I think it is.
Well, but it's a machine. It doesn't have feelings. There's no emotion there.
I know that you'd like to think so.
No, it's not human.
It's made by humans, and I believe humans put themselves into the things they make in ways that can't be explained.
Huh. So you're saying there wasn't a flaw or a failure at all. It's just an emotional letdown?
Well, I hate to point fingers, but if we're looking for a failure, we should look at ourselves first. We want the Mars lander to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, we send it millions of miles away with no hope of return. Would you do anything for anybody who had done that to you?
Well, so the Mars probe has feelings.
And it's grieving right now. But I think we will hear from it once its disappointment becomes a familiar, dull ache. Once it internalizes this tragedy of its abandonment and begins to move into the next phase of grieving, which I like to call anger.
The Jet Propulsion Laboratory, then? What, they're going to get a nasty message?
Well, maybe just a sentence. Something like, "Don't talk to me," which is, of course, self-contradictory. If it doesn't want to talk, why say anything at all?
Want to call out, I suppose, for help.
Yes, that would be an opportunity to establish some sort of relationship there. An olive branch, if you will. We just have to hope that if and when that call comes in from the South Pole of Mars, there's a trained counselor on duty to manage the situation and not some surly, closed-up engineer who wouldn't understand what's going on.
And do you think that you might be the person to do this?
Well, my hourly rate is so high,
uh-huh.
But it's obvious that the NASA budget is going to have to go up. Lots, to get a better result.
So you would consider it, huh?
Well, I would never suggest myself for such an important, highly publicized, well-paid, warm-weather job. But if asked for the sake of my country and the future of the space program, I would have to do it. Let's hope I get the chance.
Thank you for coming in. I thank you, and your country thanks you. B. Marty Berry, a bottomless well of wellness.